Welcome back in, everyone, to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are so excited to be welcoming back one of our favorite guests to have on our show, a brilliant artistic director with the Limon Dance Company. Of course, we are speaking of Dante Puleo. He's joining us today to talk about Limon Dance Company and the City College Center for the Arts presentation of Experience the Legacy, Limon Dance Company. This wonderful event is happening May 16th through the 17th at Aaron Davis Hall, Marian Anderson Theater. And you can get your tickets and more information by visiting eventbrite.com. You may remember when we spoke with Dante last about a beautiful dance show celebrating women. It was absolutely incredible. And we are so, so excited to have him back talking to us about this great new show. So without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome on our guest, Dante. Welcome back to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's good to see you again.
You as well. I'm so excited to have you back. And with this great new show, Experience the Legacy, Limon Dance Company, I'm over the moon to learn more. So why don't you start by telling us a little bit about this piece?
You bet. So Jose Limon was this really cool guy, really amazing choreographer, came to this country from Mexico, and he had a really unique perspective on how he looked at the world. You know, he came here not speaking the language. While in Mexico, he was taught to take pride in his European heritage, but taught to hide his Native American heritage. And then he comes to America, and then he's taught to be ashamed to be Mexican, but he didn't really understand what that meant as a young person. So many complex obstacles to overcome at such a young age. And he really grew up in this country feeling like an outsider. So much of his work really speaks to that experience that I think so many of us actually feel in our daily lives. So I think he's able to look at the human experience from a specific perspective that all of us can find a way into. So this story, this evening, this performance is three of his works. One piece called The Exiles, which is based on the story of Adam and Eve and their ejection from the Garden of Eden. Then we are doing a suite of a piece called There Is a Time, which is based on Ecclesiastes, which is a small section of the Bible that talks about the cycle of life, time to be born and time to die, love, hate, war, peace. And then the last piece is a piece called Missa Brevis, which is this really grand work, epic story that he made on his return trip from Poland after World War II, seeing the mass devastation in these countries, and then the people and the community rebuilding their towns despite the destruction. So putting those three works together in a one evening's length experience is what will be happening. So it's really the legacy of his storytelling, some of his greatest works.
That is incredible. Wow. This is so exciting. So what was it that like inspired you or made you go, this is what we need to do for this production?
Well, I wanted to create something that really spoke to the community that we're living in and the moment we're living through. So I think we all need this feeling of hope. I think we all need to believe in our sense of community. I think we've all had this feeling of rejection and feeling like an outsider. But I also believe that we need to experience the cycle of life and have hope inside of that and not get lost in the things that are heavier, but still finding joy inside of that. So I wanted to create this program that highlights some of that.
Oh, that sounds incredible. Yes, thank you for creating work that we definitely need, especially, like you said, at a time like this. You know, the world is on fire, but don't worry, we've got some great art that'll make you think and feel. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, as we are just a little over 2 weeks away from the show getting off its feet, what has it been like developing it and putting it together?
It's been pretty exciting for me because we've been developing these works over the past couple of years in different residencies. We'll take one piece and put it together, and then we'll have another span of time where we put another work together, and we'll tour these different works with different programs. So it's really wonderful to be able to bring this here and now finally all together. You know, Jose was, he grew up in a Mexican household, so they were deeply Catholic. And he had some aversion to that, and he really couldn't quite connect to it, but he was deeply spiritual. But he saw the stories in the Bible as important stories to pull from in his own choreography. So pulling together these three works that all stem from these religious stories aren't necessarily religious per se, but really speak to the spirituality of our existence, of the human experience, and of his understanding of the world.
Oh, fantastic. That's amazing. Now, you've kind of already touched on this regarding, choosing to do these works based on kind of what's happening in our world, but is there a particular message or thought that you're hoping audiences take away from your piece?
You bet. Yeah. First, I want them to fall in love with Limon. I want them to fall in love with his storytelling. I want them to become lifelong supporters. And I really want people to walk away with hope and a sense of community. It's easy to feel alone in this world, and we are not, and we don't have to be. And there is power in trusting and believing in the community you have.
Yes, say that again for the people in the back.
In the back of the house, it's about the community and hope and
I mean,
love.
sure, like you said, it is a show for now. I think a lot of people are just feeling so alone with everything going on. In reality, it's like, nope, there's a bunch of like-minded people. We're all together. You come sit by us. And
Oh,
the ability to feel seen and feel included is
yeah.
such that's a high that is just amazing.
Yeah.
So
Come
that,
sit at our cool table in the cafeteria.
yes. Well, my final question for this first part is, who do you hope have access to experience the Legacy Limon Dance Company?
You bet. Well, I really hope that the families that are in this Harlem community are able to come. We work a lot with the schools here, and so I'm hoping that the children and the students and the young dancers we've been working with come to the show. I hope they bring their families. A lot of intergenerational families live together in Harlem, so I'm hoping the whole family comes and gets to experience this. I know my Limon aficionados will be joining us, longtime supporters, so I'm looking forward to seeing them. And people new to dance, people looking for something else, something deeper, another experience that they can have. I want to offer that to them, and I want them to be able to experience that. We got lots of good pricing, so people can really have access to the show.
For the second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And we're so happy that, this is the second time we've gotten to sit down and chat with you about your wonderful company. So I want to actually start with, how is it that you got into the performing arts?
Ah, let's see. So I went to college thinking I was going to be a psychologist. And I decided to take a dance class, like a gen ed dance class. I'd never danced before, but I liked dancing at my friend's bar mitzvahs growing up. So I was like, yeah, let's take a dance class. Let's see what happens. So a couple of weeks in, the teacher was like, you've got like a natural facility for this. You should really consider this as an option for yourself. And I was like, what do you mean, like, consider it? Like, what is that, like, as a job? Like, that's something you can do? She was like, yeah, and I think you would do well. And I was like, well, I don't know. Let me talk to my parents because, they're funding my education. So let's see what they say. And I asked them what they thought, and they're like, you can be a doctor later. Go dance now. So a kickball changed. I started dancing, more seriously, taking my training, and I moved overseas and I studied there for a couple of years. Yeah, I started dancing for Limon Company out of college. I did some musical theater, I did some film and television, and then I came back to Limon. And then I retired in 2015, got my master's, and then here I am, artistic director. Kind of a wild ride.
What? That is amazing. That is amazing. Are your parents accepting applications for future children? I mean, what an incredible answer to give. And what an incredible journey you've had. That's amazing. Well, I kind of want to ask this next question because I'm really intrigued. We had conversations on the side about things like accessibility and diversifying stages and that, but what changes do you most want to see made in the theater and the performing arts as a whole?
Really wonderful question. I can start with what I'm doing at home, you know, like what I'm doing with the company. No, this is a legacy company. It was created, most of this work was created in the 50s, 60s, very binary time. So all the roles were danced by either men or women, and that's who danced those roles always. So when I restage these works for the contemporary audience and with my dancers I have in the studio, you know, we have non-binary dancers, we have dancers who do not prescribe to this binary sense of how the world was seen 75 years ago. So when I cast, I'm casting for the artist that is in front of me for the role that requires this kind of dancing. So I'm kind of throwing a lot of those gender norms out the window, and I'm really excited to see how that reveals itself in the storytelling. If there's someone else on stage telling the story when it's not who you think it's supposed to be or was traditionally. So for me, that's really exciting because it just kind of shakes things up a little bit and takes us out of our, okay, well, this story is about this and this is who tells this story. So that's some of the changes I like to see. I like to see when old works are revisited and they're kind of shaken up a little bit, told from a new perspective or shown a new angle, because I think it helps reveal like a deeper level of the intention of the work. And I love to look at works and have them make me think about it in a way that I hadn't thought about it before. So if a work can keep doing that, you know, plays and musicals and TV shows and books keep scratching at the surface to get a little bit deeper, that's when I start to really engage. I'm like, oh yeah, what's behind? What does that character think? I never thought about that character before. So yeah, that's some of it for me.
I love that. That is a brilliant answer. And of course, it leads to my favorite question to ask guests, which is, what is your favorite theater memory? Or in your case, another of your favorite memories?
Yes. One time we were performing a piece called The Traitor. It's another one of Limon's stories he took from the Bible. It's the story of Gethsemane, Jesus and Judas in the Last Supper, but he retells it from Judas's perspective. And there's a scene where you're coming out and we're holding this tablecloth, and you know, from the audience you can't tell how we're holding the tablecloth, but like it changes perspective, like it goes long and then it goes tall and it goes wide. So you're watching, it's really magical to see. It looks like stage magic. So now we're in Italy and we are in a town called Ravello, which is off the Amalfi Coast, and it's higher up in the mountains. And you are sitting inside of this dilapidated castle, and the stage juts out from the mountain. So as you're sitting in the audience, you see the stage and you see the Mediterranean Sea behind you. So as a dancer, you're on stage and downstage, you know, is this castle, and upstage is this, you know, Mediterranean Sea. So now we're walking on stage and we have this tablecloth and it's really quiet and the music is like really atmospheric. Then all of a sudden, like a breeze comes through and it just moves the bottom of the tablecloth and it just got chills all over my body. I will just never forget that moment of being on stage and being in the elements and being in a country like Italy and having this amazing moment. So that's one of my favorites.
What an amazing memory. Just the way you told that, I could see everything. And I was like, this is beautiful. How do you one-up that? And just seeing that tablecloth just
Just
ever so slightly move.
and
Oh.
I just like brushed against my leg and I was like, what is happening right now? Is this real? Is this real life?
Oh, that is amazing. Thank you for sharing that. What a dream.
You bet.
Well, as we wrap things up, I would love to know, do you or your company have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline we might be able to plug?
100% would love to. On Tuesday, May 21st, we have our gala. So now galas are typically very big, expensive events. And yes, this one is of course as well, but we also have another tier ticket that you can come and you can see the performance. It's going to be Missa Brevis, which means short mass, inside of a church with a live choir of St. Bartholomew's choir and a live organist. With your ticket, you get to see the show, you get the open bar, you get some dessert, and then afterwards, we're dancing with DJ Reborn, who is Lauryn Hill's tour DJ. So then we get to have like a full-on dance party And I am so excited about that part of the night because, like, the company will come down and they will dance with everyone. We'll have like this really great dance party inside of this beautiful space after seeing this really electric powerhouse performance. And it should be a really amazing night. So that's our next big one. That's on Tuesday, May 21st. Then from there, we head out west. We go to Perry Mansfield in Steamboat Springs, Colorado to continue a work with Azure Barton. Then we go to South America for a little bit. Then we go back to Colorado to Vail Dance Festival. And then that leads to our season in November at the Joyce. So we got like a packed couple of months coming up.
That all is amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, those all just sound amazing, amazing. And it leads to my final question, which is if our listeners want more information about Experience the Legacy Limon Dance Company or about you, maybe they want to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Very easily. Limon, Limon dot NYC. So it's limon.nyc. That's the website. On it, you can find all of our information. You can find my email. Very easy to get in touch with me. And of course, on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, you'll see Limon everywhere. We've started our ads, so you'll be seeing our programming coming up, hopefully, as you scroll. All of a sudden, you'll see the dancers doing their thing. So it should be very easy to find us and get in touch with us.
Wonderful. Well, Dante, it is always such a joy to speak with you. And I'm truly thank you so much for coming back and telling us about this great program, as well as all the amazing things you all have coming in the pipeline. I cannot wait to come out and see it. And I'm also looking forward to the next season at the Joyce. I can't wait to hear what y'all are doing. So thank you
Yeah,
so much for your time today.
thank you.
My guest today has been the incredible artistic director of the Limon Dance Company, Dante Puleo. He joined us to talk about Limon Dance Company and the City College Center of the Arts presentation of Experience the Legacy, Limon Dance Company. It's happening May 16th and the 17th at Aaron Davis Hall, Marian Anderson Theater. And you can get your tickets and more information by visiting eventbrite.com. We also have some contact information for our guest and his company, which we'll be posting in our episode description as well as on our social media posts. But head over to eventbrite.com now. Just plug in Limon Dance Company. It'll pull up. Join us out on May 16th and 17th for Experience the Legacy Limon Dance Company. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
And your stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.